flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. There was a lot going on in the world of football, including, Mike, the numbers that came in over the weekend. How many Americans, how many folks watched this game between the Eagles, or should I say the Bills and the Chiefs?
Now, they're like 30 million, but the big one that everybody knew was going to be huge, 57.7 million Americans watching the Bills and the Chiefs, and it did not disappoint.
No, not at all. We got exactly what we thought we might get. We're going to talk more about our Falcons this hour, of course, brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-Dubs is football, guys. It's Tuesday, which means buy one, get one half off traditional wings. You can do that with B-Dubs.
By the way, I said I was off by 10. 44.2 million watched the NFC Championship game, but 57.7 watching the AFC.
Yeah, because it was more entertaining. I mean, the blowout early and, well, you know, late in the fourth quarter there, and you saw, I think, people ready for the next game.
Right.
Either way, remarkable numbers, and it's why we love the league. By the way, before we get to Jeff Ulbrich and more about what he's attempting to do and now what is he going to do, Cliff Kingsbury has declined the Saints job. Nobody wants this job. Nobody wants this job. He has decided to stay in Washington a second season after, of course, this remarkable turnaround. They go to the NFC Championship game. Kingsbury is staying put.
You and I were talking about this yesterday in 4th and 1, saying that, you know, maybe, you know, you just continue to roll with your boy because you got the best young weapon in football, and then you get a better stock of jobs potentially opening up next year, you know, and maybe you can plug right in because, yeah, this they got a major cap hit. You're stuck with a quarterback that doesn't work. They got a lot of injuries and money tied into guys like Taysom Hill and Cam Jordan at the end of his run. So, yeah, Saints are a hot mess, man.
Yeah. Want to mention it because everybody's like, oh, they'll get a guy. Well, that's a hot candidate right there, and he's declined. Now, they did interview Kellen Moore today, as a matter of fact.
Okay, there you go.
But no word as to whether he's going to take the job. Now, again, he's playing in the, you know, his team's playing in the Super Bowl, so maybe they'll wait till after the Super Bowl's over, but I don't even know if that's going to happen. We shall see. All right, let's talk about our new defensive coordinator, because he said something very interesting to Mike yesterday, and I want to play it for you so you can get a sense of what we're talking about, and then we'll talk about it, because with the defense right now, what happens after he spoke to us, he came on Andy and Randy, the full interview is online at odyssey.com. Now it is about, Mike, going back and taking a look at what worked, what didn't, who played well, who didn't. You just can't come in and say, I'm redoing this whole thing and not know who actually played well. So they are going to, he's going to scour the tape and do all the stuff and look at all the games. That's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. And then that's going to get us to, guys, believe it or not, we'll be done with the Super Bowl. We'll be talking about pro days and combine and all the stuff that is going to lead up to the draft. But, Mike, he said this about when he became a head coach, and it piqued your interest. Here's what Jeff Ulbrich said yesterday.
Not just as a defensive coordinator, really as an assistant to Ra, too. You know, I learned even more than I knew the value of truth tellers on your staff. You know, I think sometimes as an assistant coach, you take it as, I'm going to eliminate every problem from the head coach's table so he can just thrive and do his thing. When in reality, like, yeah, there's some things you need to take off head coach table. There's certain things that need to be told to the head coach that are occurring. Because a lot of times what I found in that interim role was, although it was interim, it was like I felt the shift and the way people talked to me and treated me and what they said to me and the lack of truth sometimes was really detrimental, you know. So it reinforced the idea that Ra's going to need me in that way to make sure that I'm always telling him the truth and maybe, you know, eliminating some of the blind spots that he doesn't see.
Yeah, man. And you and I were talking earlier. I said to Carl, I said, did you hear that? Because we didn't really comment on it yesterday and get a chance to kind of think more about what he was saying. So you're the man, you know the personnel, and then all of a sudden you get kicked up to the coaching level, the head boss, and all of a sudden there's a filter. And guys, now bad news doesn't travel up, and now you're not getting the no-nonsense assessment. So if he's going to bring that kind of approach, I mean, like, I would have preferred somebody outside the family, but I understand why they did it. I love it. If he brings that kind of no-nonsense approach to Rod to say, look, you're trying to do X with Y, and he can't do that job. That's great. I think Falcon fans, that's one thing we should be excited about.
Now, I asked you this, and we do not know. This is just me speculating. But was that not going on with Jimmy Lake? Was Jimmy Lake saying, we're fine? No, he can do it. He can do it. And then after the bye week, Ra jumped in there and things got better, especially getting after the quarterback from that aspect. Now, look, they still made mistakes and there were communication breakdowns, which is why we lost the last few games we did. But, Mike, it makes me wonder, like, when he says that, no truth, you know, got to be a truth teller. I'm like, okay, was that not going on? Because if it wasn't, then that kind of explains some of the stuff that may have been happening through the course of this season.
Well, two ways of looking at it. You hired a guy who's never done this at the NFL level, and as we know, defensive coordinator, any coordinator job is very difficult.
Yeah.
Was Jimmy Lake in over his head? And Ra's like, you got this, right, Jimmy? Yeah, you got this. Jimmy, I've taken over. You know, I mean, I don't know. Was Ra like, he's good, he's fine. Oh, God. You know, he's got to get in there. So, you know, it goes both ways, because I do know that Coach Ra likes to maintain, like Dan Quinn did, all is well. All is well. You know, and we all knew.
Well, in season,
yeah,
no coach is going to kill their coordinator.
No, and he did take over. He's not going to sit there and go, I had a, you know, like Al Haig. You know, President Reagan's in the hospital. I'm taking over.
That's,
you know,
right.
You can't do that either. I get that. But, yeah, I love that. Like, if Ulbrich is bringing in his latest time round now with the Falcons, a no BS, no glossing over, just tell it like it is and help the coach and the general manager evaluate and get the town leader that can do the job, if that's the case.
Do you buy what he said about the base defense and that, you know, some of the things that they were doing, not just here, just around the league, things change. And we played the soundbite for you yesterday and where some of this stuff is irrelevant. And, you know, you look at the Falcons and they still need to find certain players to fit the scheme. Guys, I'm going to tell you, and this just is one example of many, but this is probably one of the best. 6'1", 280 pounds. He was too small. Matter of fact, team said, he can't play in the league. I don't care what he did in college. And he dominated in college. Talking about Aaron Donald. Guys, all pro every year he was in the league. Defensive player multiple times. Super Bowl champion and one of, if not the best defensive lineman to ever do it. You think the Rams knew they were getting that when they drafted him? Sometimes, Mike, you just fall into a guy fitting what you do and then he's just damn good. We have not fallen into that. We have not had those opportunities where we've drafted and all of a sudden we have a megastar on the defensive side of the football. So when we talk about the scheme, and I've been saying 3-4-4-3, get over it. It's not that big of a deal. Give me dudes and then allow Jeff Ulbrich to fit those pieces in accordingly.
Now, but I hope that Jeff talked about it to your point that, you know, you're in nickels so much and other looks and dime because it's such a passing league. That does sort of become an anachronistic argument. But it was enough of an argument to keep us from going the direction we should have gone, which is T.J. Watt. Now, he was part of that defense, at least the input. There was input to Dimitroff. Dimitroff ultimately made the decision. But input was rendered by Ulbrich that said Tack McKinley is a better fit for what we're doing, which we all know obviously was a huge fail. So sometimes good, sometimes bad. Hope you learn from your mistakes. Doesn't define you. But if, for instance, Raheem Morris, he's part of that group that goes and gets Byron Young and Kobe Turner. You just talked about
it. Yes.
And augmented even better by Braden Fisk and Verse in the first round this year.
Well, they doubled down.
Right. And you're thinking, and we're hoping that's what the Falcons did, you know, and we just didn't get to see it, I guess, because of the injuries. But we think we've got some guys in Rook, Aro, Ro, Raelynn Trice, Dorless, You know, those are three guys that are taking the first 110 picks. They got to be impact guys.
Those guys have to get – they have to continue to develop whatever they got last year. And one of them was hurt. So, you know, we didn't get anything from him on the field. That doesn't mean he didn't get the mental reps and wasn't around the team. But those guys have to be developed. That is another part of this, all right, what defense are we playing? And, you know, what about the pieces to fit a certain scheme? Well, how about developing guys to become the best players that they can become to help the scheme?
Right.
That's the other part. It's not like you just draw up some stuff, guys, and you go, this is going to work. You still have to have guys.
Now, as you said it, I mean, like, there were certain guys who passed the eye test. Remember, we went round and round and D-la-la-la-la-la-too. We talk about Jared Verse. I thought Verse would be the guy. Some guys, you know, there were other players. Dallas Turner was the name because he came from Alabama, made sense. But he didn't have probably the least impactful of the guys that were known going in pre-draft.
Agreed. Now,
but doesn't define them either.
There's no, because we're talking about rookie seasons. And this is the part where, again, whether it's Trice or Rook or Brendan Dorlus, I got to give this a little time. I know we all want it right now, but let me see what this turns out to be. Some guys have impactful rookie years. You mentioned Verse. Great. That doesn't mean that Latu eventually won't turn into a great edge rusher in the NFL as he did in college and all the hype surrounding him because he was the first guy taken off the board. Sometimes it takes a little bit more time than others.
But you get 18 sacks from Byron Young and Kobe Turner. Those guys are taken third round.
Combined.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Those guys were elite. They continued again this year. Now, again, if Rook can be the guy, I don't want to hear project. I don't want to hear upside. I want to hear proven. All right? This is a very deep, supposed very deep draft. Sometimes drafts are described as one thing, Carl, then, you know, 5 years later you find out that wasn't the case. But this is one where everyone pretty much agrees it's not a great quarterback draft. Luckily, we got that covered. But it is a deep defensive tackle and edge rush and outside linebacker draft. So go get some guys who can plug in and be the impact guy that we have not had here in years. Let's be real. Vic Beasley, despite all the shortcomings, came in here in the second year at 15 and a half sacks and almost propelled you to a Super Bowl.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, till the end.
No, I mean, I'm saying because without his 16 sacks, we don't get there. I mean, like
him and Dwight. There, somebody put it up there on social media today, and it was amazing. It's like Vic's all his sacks. It's like ferocious.
Yeah,
I mean that Denver game. Every throwing guys around like it's a John Wayne movie in a bar.
You thought he was going to be a different dude, like a difference maker. That's what I'm talking about. That one season made you believe, oh, we got a guy, and then it turned out to not be that. Those are the kind of things they're going to have to figure out as Jeff Olbrecht continues to evaluate this team. And again, some of this stuff, maybe they believe might, like you just talked about, some of the guys we're mentioning, maybe it's in-house. Maybe they believe in these pieces more than we do because we haven't seen enough of them. But I said this last year. I actually liked our draft last year. I liked Rook. I thought he's a good pick at the time. The Trice and Dorless thing, we got to see this thing. We got to
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.